Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A powerful storm has created tornadoes in the southern United States and brought heavy snowfall and other extreme weather across the U.S. and parts of Canada. The storm has injured several people in Texas and damaged buildings. Roughly 9,000 U.S. flights were delayed Monday and Tuesday because of the storms. The weather has also closed down roads in some western states that are expecting up to 2 feet of snow. Failed crypto exchange, FTX's U.S. entity, is not solvent, putting into doubt whether American customers can expect to see their funds return. At a hearing held by the House Committee on Financial Services, new FTX CEO John J. Ray III.
The question really is, are there wallets that we don't know about? Certainly that is the potential, because the way this company was organized, there may be wallets that don't have our names, we don't know where they are, and that's going to be a difficult task ahead of us. But what we can see, what we have visibility to, we're grabbing control over.
The Pentagon is finalizing plans to send Patriot missile batteries that can shoot down incoming missiles to Ukraine. Russia has ramped up missile strikes on key Ukrainian infrastructure. As a result, the administration is scheduled to announce the deployment as early as this week. Sudden death in sports takes on a whole different meaning in Iran.
An Iranian soccer player has been sentenced to death, according to Iran Wire. There have been widespread protests in the country since the September death of 22-year-old Masha Amini, who died in custody after being detained by morality police on suspicion of breaking the country's strict rules around head coverings. 26-year-old Amir Nasser Azadani was arrested in November for protesting and in relation to the killing of a police colonel. He's been accused of waging war against God and is set to be hanged. I'm Victoria Idoni.
USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The open border policy has created an invasion onto the United States and will only get worse in the coming days when Title 42 goes away. Representative Henry Cuellar, the Democrat from Texas on MSNBC, says this is not fair to border Americans.
You will see that the border is open, and it's not fair to the border communities. Who's speaking for the border communities? Who's looking out for the border communities? And I think the administration needs to look at that.
Oregon Governor Kate Brown announced Tuesday that she is commuting the death sentences of all 17 inmates awaiting execution in her state. Brown, a Democrat with less than a month remaining in office, said she was using her executive clemency powers to commute the sentences and that her order will take effect today. The federal government could partially shut down on Saturday if financial arrangements are not made in Washington, D.C. by the end of business Friday.
Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says lawmakers need more time to negotiate a bill for avoiding a partial government shutdown, calling for a short-term CR bill that would hold over into the new year after Congress reconvenes from the holidays.
An omnibus remains the best and most responsible option to ensure we have all the resources we need to serve the American people at full capacity like they deserve.
I'm Tim Berg.
A meteor that exploded over Canada last year has been traced to an area far beyond the orbit of Pluto. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. Insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Rick Manning, yes, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Merry Christmas, Rick. How are you, buddy?
I am doing great. Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, it is the season, and we love this time of the year as we're getting prepared and all that's going on. And I just pray for you and our audience that this is a, you know, the best Christmas ever. I mean, why not? Let's make it the best Christmas ever. Just really thinking of what the reason for the season is all about. And when you really let your mind be captured by the gift that God has given us, boy, you just can't help but realize, you know, joy to the world, right?
Yeah, it's a great time to get a restart and on personal and just personal level and hopefully from the country's perspective. But personally, it's a, you know, just a, it's a chance to kind of take a look and say, where am I? Am I being grumpy all the time, or, you know, why am I not showing the joy that I should show? Yeah. And for me, that's the recharge. It's you just put your mindset in the right place. Understand that Jesus came to earth because he wanted to, God wanted to have a way for us to be reconnected with him. And he sent Jesus. And this is, you know, what we're celebrating is the coming of God to, and, you know, the 33 years that Jesus lived on earth, he went to a cross, he died, he went and he rose again, and our sins, if we believe in him, repent of our sins and believe in him, we have eternal life. So what's not to celebrate? What's not to be joyful about? So ultimately, because that's the stuff that matters, that's the eternal stuff. Mm-hmm. When we talk about matters, it matters on a horizontal plane a lot. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, this is time to get right with God and just kind of get focused on what God has for you, and God has something great for each one of us.
Exactly. Well, as you say, you know, Jesus came to set us free, that we'd be free and liberated, you know, from the punishment of our sins, the consequences of it. And, you know, with Jesus' entry into this plane, the truth became revealed. And it's interesting, Rick, what I'm finding in this season is the shroud is beginning to be pulled back. The veil of deception is being pulled back on this a Jubilee year that our Jewish brethren celebrate. And there's something real special about this Jewish year. It's called the Shemitah Jubilee year. And that's where my good friend Jonathan Kahn says, you get double for your trouble. And, you know, and it seems like God is really opening up, you know, these veils. I mean, here we are. We're looking under the hood of Twitter, for example, and the exposure of the lies and deception, things that you and I talked about that were quite obvious, at least in our mind's eye, that because it looked like a duck, it talked like a duck, everything said it was a duck, but, you know, the left wanted us to believe differently, and, you know, and there's no apology from them right now. It's just all this is coming out, but we can thank God for it, because this is the truth that will set us free, right?
Yeah, I think it is. And, you know, we have a, you know, you get down to it that we are seeing, we're finding out a lot of things that are happening in the world that we weren't aware of, and it makes things a lot clearer. And truthfully, you and I have talked about this enough that I think, you know, somebody asked me a question, well, what are you surprised about? And I said, well, not really anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What I'm really surprised about is that it's being revealed, that it's becoming clear that it's happening. And that's you know, if people's eyes will either be opened or they won't be, we can expose them to truth, but they aren't necessarily going to take it. I'll just, go back to the Bible just for a second. And, Jesus stood in front of Pontius Pilate and revealed himself as truth of the world. And Pontius Pilate's answer was,
what is
veritas? What is truth?
Yeah.
And he, truth to Pontius Pilate was a sword and a shield.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the ability to wield a sword was truth. Might makes right.
Yeah.
And
well, he almost responded in a way, Rick, like it was inconsequential. Like, what is truth? Like, it didn't matter.
Right.
Right?
Well, how far is that from today, where we have people proclaiming whatever truth they happen to think feels good at the time is, their truth. Mm-hmm. And there's no absolute truth. Things haven't changed.
Right.
You have either, and if you don't have a plumb line of truth, then you don't have anything to actually grasp a hold of, and you can basically excuse anything. And, that's ultimately, without a capacity to have that plumb line, it's really hard to have a conversation with people. It's really hard to have any centering because, people say, well, that I don't care about that. That kind of serves my needs. And as a result, I don't really care what happened. I care about, what the result was, is because the natural occurrence when you say all power comes from the barrel of a gun, which is what Mao said, is the end justifies the means, which means you can do any. There is no truth. It's just a matter of whether you win or lose on some kind of, on whether it's playing a touch football game or it's playing, or being on the world stage. And
exactly.
Ultimately, we're taught that truth is truth, and we need to be, in alignment with that. And quite honestly, we've seen historically, people are not in alignment like that.
Mm-hmm.
They win in the short term, but in the long term, gets really ugly. And quite honestly, I'd rather have the anchoring of my soul and spirit to know what's really important. And this time of year, it's a good time to be reminded of that, particularly when there's so many frustrations around politically.
Exactly. Well, the fact is, Rick, as you're alluding to, the truth is the truth. I mean, it is. You can deny it, but like gravity, it exists. And God Almighty created this universe based on truth, based on wisdom, based on fact. And here, men come up with these ideas because the nature of man is such is that, in and of ourselves, we want to be God. Well, you don't have the credentials to be God, but you can fool yourself and lie to yourself and lie to people and get anybody, to follow. As what was it that Barnum had said, that there's a sucker born every moment, every minute.
Yep.
And here we are. We are surrendering things that we know instinctively that are true, but in order to have it our way and to do as we darn well please, which is the human condition, we find ourselves right now scratching our heads and going, wait a minute, how do you explain the drag queen story hour? How do you explain the confusion over gender? How do you explain allowing a male who suddenly is, wants to connect with his female side and use a woman's restroom, a girl's restroom, so he can rape a girl? How do you explain that? The only way to explain it is that it's madness. It's absolute chaos, and this is what happens when you abandon God and you abandon the principles of truth, right?
Yeah, it's once again, I'm going to go all the way back to before Christ, to Aristotle. Aristotle's answer to a basic question was about what is truth was A is A. And and will always be A.
Yes.
Meaning there is absolute truth. There is, mm-hmm. You can't suddenly say, well, no, A is not A this time. A is now C. Well, A is A.
And I gotta say right now, A is A. Time for us to take a break, A. So stay with us. More from Rick after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're waxing philosophical here, and hopefully there is meaning here, and it's connecting with your heart and spirit, because this is the blessing of this season. Rick Manning with the Americans for
Limited government.
He's the president. Yes, Americans for limited government. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, as we wax philosophical here, I'm losing my mind, so forgive me. But, yeah, and the thing is, Rick, as you were saying, is that, you know, you're exactly right. A is A. It'll always be A. So what else is there to argue about? You know, like the law of gravity, you can go ahead and defy it, but you know, how many times do you have to fall off the roof and get bruised and break, you know, limbs and everything to realize that no matter what you say, it's not going to change, is it?
No, it isn't going to change. And it's a, no many, and it's, listen, there is a, the key to deception is, people have to be willing to be deceived. Mm-hmm. So how has America been tricked into being deceived on so many things that are so obvious?
Yes.
The answer is we no longer worship God, we worship tolerance. And it's not tolerance of people's diversity and the like, it's tolerance of evil. That's what we're taught to do. That's why Christians are under such a kind of almost a microscope and being attacked. Because when you stand up and you say, no, that is wrong. Mm-hmm. No, that is incorrect. That is false. That is evil. The people who have a vested interest in the evil will attack you. And they will attack you because you're not under using the guise of you're not being tolerant to my point of view. And if their point of view is that it's okay to go off and kill kids, you know, after they've been born, they expect us to be tolerant of that.
Exactly.
They expect us to be tolerant of what is abjectly evil and wrong. Mm-hmm. And they sit there and they say, well, you know, God is love, so how can he not be tolerant? All I know is, you know, I think these people need to read the New Testament a little bit. Just, you know, they can read the Gospels. And they can discover that, you know, when Jesus confronted evil, he didn't sit there back when he said, okay, we all have our own points of view. No, he confronted evil.
Yes.
When he found, we saw people essentially selling the, you know, indulgences to on the steps of the temple, they're selling various offerings. He saw that. He said, you've turned what should be worshipful into a den of thieves. And he took and he whipped the merchants, the banks or the bankers, essentially the money lenders, and he drove them off the temple grounds. He stood in front of the Pharisees who were pronouncing, you know, all these things with absolutely no heart for God.
Mm-hmm.
He stood before them. He called them stonewashed sepulchres, meaning they were effectively tombstones that were very pretty on the outside, but were empty on the inside.
Exactly. Well, they lost the sense of meaning of what temple meant, just like America has lost the meaning of what family means. I mean, there's some other bears out there. There's some people that are still relentless in holding and understanding the value of family and children, and they will die on that hill. Okay,
yep.
But the fact of the matter is a small minority of people, to your point, are causing all these problems in much the same way it happened in Germany. It wasn't that 100% of Germany were Nazis. You just had 95%, 90% of them going along with it. And this is what we have. This is what compliance looks like. Again, it returns. It's a repeat of history. And America is right smack dab in the middle of it. And God forbid we have to, you know, fulfill the rest of the story and the chapter in a way that, you know, for those who are not aligned with God, Rick, I mean, the pain that is ahead for them is incredible. They may think, you know, they can give us a hard time and persecute us and do all this, and all we're guilty of is like, look at, you know, we want you to avoid this pain. We want you to be aware of God's solution to the sin problem that we all have. And may you be saved and may you really enjoy the fullness of this season that reminds us of God's greatest gift and his love for all humanity.
Yeah, it's, I will tell you one of my favorite Bible verses, and I'll just, it goes to that point. Now, everybody's familiar with John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever shall believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. But I like where it goes from there. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world should, through him might be saved. The world is already condemned.
Right.
It is we. It, God is beckoning each one of us through Jesus to reconcile with him, to leave the condemnation of sin into a world of holiness. And that doesn't mean we're all holy. That means, you know, we make mistakes and the like, but we are at least in alignment with God. And one of the interesting things that we keep on trying to deal with is people all say, well, gee, you know, I want to have fun now, and then maybe when I'm old, I'll look at God and, you know, try to reconcile with God. What they don't realize, the dirty little secret is, the blessing of being reconciled with God at an early age is the worries of the world don't overwhelm you.
Yeah.
The worries of the world, because you know there's something more, because you know that, and you're focused on the vertical, on heavenly things, even though you fail. Okay. Mm-hmm. We all fall short of the glory of God. But, you know, if you're only looking on a horizontal scale, on the earthly scale, this world is overwhelming.
Right.
And the more you know, the more powerless you feel.
Right.
But if you have the perspective of being able to know that God's in control, and being, and hopefully being in a, you know, somewhat near the plumb line, he says, for your life, if you have that perspective, you have, it's the feeling of peace. Mm-hmm. It's why during Advent season, you have the peace and joy. You've got hope, peace, joy, love. And then the Christ candle. It's, think about it, hope for future with Christ, peace because you have that hope, joy that hope brings, love that comes from that for everything around you.
Exactly.
And that's Christ candle. That's the season we're in.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Christmas is important. It reminds us, the whole month, it reminds us of where we are and what we're supposed to be. And that is, and that's very, I think it's the big recharge. And it's a recharge our nation needs, and it's why, quite honestly, you know, people need to invite people to go to church. You know, and it's not that churches per se are the total answer, but if you're not in church, you're not getting the message. If you're not getting the message and the fellowship and kind of the camaraderie and the support, it's much, much harder to find your way to Jesus if you're not in that kind of fellowship community.
Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with being the church yourself. I mean, it starts with you, right?
Right. Well, exactly, and right. We're all the bride of Christ, and we are part of that
exactly.
community. And where two or more meet, that's where Christ will be found. The Holy Spirit will be found. It's
so cool.
All those things are very biblical. Mm-hmm. But we have ultimately... This is our opportunity. This is the opportunity. You know, God sets it on the calendar. It's once a year. This is, you know, this opportunity in Easter, the two times when people turn their eyes towards heaven.
Exactly.
This is our opportunity to invite them to join us in, to find out what it's all about.
And they want to. They're searching, Rick. This is the thing. Like you said, this is a perfect opportunity. Just like 9/11, when we were attacked, people wondered. The churches were filled for about 3 weeks. Unfortunately, the church wasn't ready. I pray the church is ready this time, because people are in a lot of pain. They're suffering right now. Their government has failed them. All the three-letter agencies, the corruption that is so obvious. Again, the truth being revealed to we the people. So are we going to be God followers and stand for the truth? And it's not just about, you know, for America. It's all of God's creation, because we know the tentacles of influence of the United States of America. And I believe this is why God ordained this country, is that it would go forth, it would carry out the gospel, and be that light on a shining hill that John Winthrop talked about. Rick Manning, as always, it's awesome to have you here. He is the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning, thank you, Rick. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas. Have a blessed new year, and we'll talk next year.
The support is sponsored by Amazon. Holiday procrastinators, we have news for you. Enjoy last-minute gift shopping when you shop small businesses in Amazon's store. Discover thoughtful and unique gifts you'll get on time with the quick and convenient delivery you love from Amazon. Customers can shop giftable products from small businesses featured in Amazon's Small Business Gift Guide and take inspiration from celeb favorites with curated small business picks from Ayesha Curry, Oprah Winfrey, and Kristen Cavallari. Shop categories like toys and home and not-so-boring stocking stuffers from women-owned, Black-owned, family, and military-owned businesses. Amazon's Director for Small Business Empowerment, Kara Cusick, says,
at Amazon, we're proud to help hundreds of millions of customers discover incredible small business products. And this season, we've made it easier than ever to discover and support small businesses with our new Small Business Badge to help you easily identify products from small business brand owners and artisans while you shop.
To shop for unique last-minute gifts, head to amazon.com/supportsmall.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Pentagon is finalizing plans to send Patriot missile batteries that can shoot down incoming missiles to Ukraine. Russia has ramped up missile strikes on key Ukrainian infrastructure. As a result, the administration is scheduled to announce the deployment as early as this week. Failed crypto exchange FTX's U.S. entity is not solvent, putting into doubt whether American customers can expect to see a return of their funds. At a hearing held by the House Committee on Financial Services, new FTX CEO John J. Ray III.
The question really is, are there wallets that we don't know about? Certainly that is the potential, because the way this company was organized, there may be wallets that don't have our names, we don't know where they are, and that's going to be a difficult task ahead of us.
December 14th is National Free Shipping Day. Check with your carrier for details. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Christmas to you. It is the season, isn't it? A lovely time of year, and this is a week for rejoicing, our third week of Advent. Great to have you with us. Jenny Beth Martin is with us right now. She is the Tea Party Patriots Action Honorary Chair, and she is saying that Republicans need to stand firm on the CR proposal length, which is relevant when we're considering a possible government shutdown this Friday. Hey, Jenny Beth, Merry Christmas. Good to have you with us.
And Merry Christmas. It's so good to be with you.
You all ready? Everything's all set? The kids are all nestled and hot chocolated up and ready for a great Christmas season?
Yeah, it's just like a Hallmark movie, or I don't watch Hallmark anymore. I watch Great American Christmas. I wish it was like that, but it will be when it needs to be.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, this is the thing. This is what we love about tradition. You know, people that want to blow up tradition, they can do whatever they want. And when you think about it, it's been the tyranny of the minority. A small number of people want to dispossess these great legacy traditions that you and I grew up with. And it's amazing. I find it quite interesting how innate they are. And how the kids respond to it, you know, innately. I mean, and you go, how did you learn that? It's just amazing. There's just something real special about this season that holds true no matter what.
That is exactly right. Of course, Jesus is the reason, and mm-hmm. We keep focused on the real meaning behind Christmas, the traditions that go along with that, they give comfort and and they give reassurance and they give stability. And it's important, no matter what the traditions are, that we make time for them so that our children understand and appreciate that and they have something to look forward to each year.
I got to tell you, Jenny Beth, I am increasingly proud of Americans that are holding to these values and realizing the exchange that the left wants to offer and progressives and Marxists want to offer is something that's dark and dank. It is not pleasant. It is not joyful. And look at, I feel for some of these kids still in the retail operations, and it seems that some of these businesses have kind of realized that, look at, if people say Merry Christmas to you, say Merry Christmas back. It's not a problem. And if they say Happy Holidays. You know, to me, it's a blessing. You know, I'm casting up a blessing for the season when I say Merry Christmas to you. And that's what's in my heart, and hopefully you can receive it. And, you know, I'm seeing people, maybe because of where we are right now and all that we've been struggling with, is that there's a movement, there's a return to the truth. And the truth helps us anchor on these first principles that you and I have been touching on.
That is exactly right, Bill. You are right. And I worked retail throughout my entire time that I was in college. And I think it would be very difficult today to have to go through all the hoops to be politically correct the way that so many retailers expect today.
Well, let's talk about the topic, government shutdown offing by this Friday, possibly. What do you think?
I think we'll see exactly what happens. There may be a one-week continuing resolution. That is alarming and concerning to me, and it should be to everyone, because if there is a one-week continuing resolution, it is indicative of the fact that Senator Schumer thinks he can get enough Republicans to cave on an overall omnibus spending bill that will push spending will define spending all the way until the next fiscal year begins, which is October 1st, 2023. Mm-hmm. And I think this is so wrong, Bill. It is the way that Democrats and the people who are in Congress right now in this lame duck session, they want to have their cake and eat it too. They did not want to follow the rules and pass the budget and the spending bills the way they were supposed to when this fiscal year began, which was this past October. Instead, they punted and kicked the can down the road, and because they didn't want to be held accountable when elections came just a few weeks later on those votes. But now that they don't have to worry about elections again for almost 2 years, or maybe never again because they may be retiring from Congress, now they want to pass a massive bloated spending bill and not give the opportunity to the new people who are just elected the chance to weigh in on it.
Exactly. Well, the critical question people should ask is, why are the Democrats doing this? They don't do anything unless it's to their advantage, right?
You are right. And I would say, to be fair, I think that most politicians are that way no matter what. They are looking at what's in it for them first and foremost. But that is exactly right. They want to pass a liberal agenda. They want to codify that liberal agenda with the spending and allocating money for that. And we just need to say no. You can pass a spending bill, but it needs to go until January or very early February. So the new people who become members of Congress in January have the opportunity to weigh in on this. If they passed it back in September, it'd be a different story, but they didn't do their job when they were supposed to.
Right, exactly. Well, what they do in essence here, Jenny Beth, and you and I addressed this earlier, is they basically even kick our vote down the road. I mean, here we voted to put Republicans in power in the House, and what they do by deferring or basically extending Nancy Pelosi's agenda to the end of this fiscal year, they basically neuter the incoming Republican Party and, in a sense, mollify the vote that was just given to put Republicans in charge of the House. And here they are. I mean, you only got 2 years. And so basically 1 year is going to be potentially chewed up by the CR. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, That's right. Now, some may argue, and they would have a legitimate argument, too. They may argue, well, they are elected for a full two-year term. This term doesn't end until January 3rd. Okay, that's true. But they also were supposed to have done this before the fiscal year started, and they did not. And they abdicated their duty and responsibility, and I don't think that that kind of abdication of duty and responsibility should be rewarded with a vote that provides no accountability for these people. That's just wrong.
Exactly.
It is a mockery of the kind of government we are supposed to have, a representative government. They don't want to represent us. They don't want to have accountability. They're looking out for what's best for them and trying to find ways to sneak around that accountability every which possible way they can.
Well, Jenny Beth, this is what sickens the American people and the electorate, because this is what leads you to $31 trillion in debt, is when everything is, you know, foremost through the political lens. Just as you said, it is not in the interest of the American people. It's a political interest. And this is what galls us. And every time we get down to this, you know, we have to wade through the political morass and, you know, surrender common sense.
That is exactly right. That is exactly what's happening. And that's why there are members of the Senate who are standing up against this right now. We just need to make sure they cannot get to cloture. If they get to cloture, then they're going to have a deal. And that will be bad for all of us. The Republican members of the Senate need to stand up for their newly elected colleagues in the House of Representatives. They need to stand up for the new majority and to understand that they will have more negotiating power in January than they do right now.
Exactly.
And that benefits them, but most importantly, it benefits the American people. And some of these people who are coming in January, they're not Republicans, they're Democrats. It doesn't matter. The fact is, they deserve the right to weigh in on this decision, since the current Congress abdicated their responsibility.
Well, Jenny Beth, our phone calls have worked before, and we need to get on the phones and make those calls to our senators, our representatives, to let them know that they need to keep in mind the electorate and the people who are voting for them. How can they do this?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
And get involved, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, look, we're not asking for a full-time job here. I mean, for the sake of this country, for the sake of the next generation, your grandkids, who are going to look back and say, Mom and Dad, where were you when all this was happening? You know, look, it'll only take a couple of minutes. Get involved. Again, go to teapartypatriots.org. Right, Jenny Beth?
That's right.
You got it. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
And just like that, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Numbers USA Vice President Chris Chmielewski is with us to report on the illegal immigrant surge that's expected post-Title 42. Chris, Merry Christmas. Good to have you with us.
Same to you. Merry Christmas. Thanks for having me back.
Okay, so the Biden administration has postured and set this whole agenda up, and the invasion continues at the border.
Yeah, we're seeing, not only did we see, more than 1,000 crossings at one time, yesterday or the day before, my days are a little mixed up right now, but thousands of other foreigners, just waiting on the other side of the border for Title 42 to officially be lifted, even though the Biden administration really hasn't enforced it to its fullest extent. But yeah, once Title 42 is gone, it's the floodgates are going to open up. And when you didn't think things could get worse, just wow, it's going to get worse.
Well, no wonder. I mean, you know, you got the border states. Others are just in outrage. I mean, what else can you do? I mean, because this is the responsibility. National security is the sole responsibility of the president. And they're not doing anything about it. I mean, this is like the Jan Brewer moment, if you remember, on the tarmac, face-to-face, the governor of Arizona and Barack Obama, and, you know, just saying, look at, I mean, she was pleading with them. You know, we need your help, but no interest.
Yeah. And so what's interesting, though, you wonder if we are going to near some sort of a tipping point. Just because, you know, you've got, so just yesterday alone, the New York Times put this record border crossing, illegal border crossing on the front page of its newspaper. Mm-hmm. And I know that at least Good Morning America, ABC News is covering it, and their reporter described it as the worst he's ever seen it down on the border. So the Biden administration is at risk of starting to lose its top ally, and that's the mainstream media. So you wonder if that would even be enough to change course. But as of right now, they seem steadfast in their agenda, and that's to allow in as many people as possible, regardless of whether they're coming in legally or illegally.
As Dianne Feinstein says, the dogma in you runs deep. And so the confusing thing for the American people is, you know, trying to figure out, I'm saying, we forget about trying to figure out the dogma. I mean, just look at the actions. The actions are unconscionable in what they're doing. You know, I think we're overanalyzing this. You know, we just need to respond and, you know, with a very simple message. Hell no. Stop.
Yeah.
You know, that's it, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's somewhat ironic. You know, they were so critical of the Trump administration for the border search that back in 2017. And these huge holding facilities and being overrun with people, they're so overrun now that they have to put people outside of those holding facilities that the Trump administration built.
Yes.
And guess what? It gets really, really cold in the desert this time of year.
Exactly.
So these people are sitting outside for hours upon hours in, you know, 30 degree weather. But, you know, and unless we see these visuals on television and we start to see it more on mainstream television, I just don't see the Biden administration changing course. This is their opportunity post-election to do something. Mayorkas is going to face calls for impeachment when the Republicans take over the House next year. We're going to be in front of a Congress testifying every single day, but there's no change in course.
Yeah, he's going to be the one that continues to take one for the team, so to speak.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, no doubt. But meanwhile, our country continues to get overwhelmed, and Joe Biden is deaf to, you know, to the outcry of American citizens. And, you know, here it is. I mean, can we handle two more years of this, Chris?
I don't know if we can. I mean, we obviously can. We're a big country, so there are places for us for these folks to go. But you just look at, you know, what are they going to do? Are they coming into work? Mm-hmm. Because there's a whole lot of companies that are laying off workers right now, and it looks like we're going to probably hit a full blown recession into next year. So, you know, there's going to be massive loss of jobs for American workers. You're going to have this massive flood of foreign workers essentially coming into the country. I mean, at some point, this whole thing has to blow up. But, you know, like I said, no change of course from the administration. They seem to be running down this road as fast as they can with little concern for what happens in the future.
Well, it's one thing, Chris, to have the land, you know, that could potentially accommodate, you know, these immigrants. But it's another thing. Yet we're running out of money. I mean, who's writing the check on this?
Exactly. Running out of money and running out of water in some parts of the country.
Exactly. So, I mean, this is so inopportune. And OK, so. You know, based on all that you've investigated, and because you've been on top of this, I mean, we've been talking about this, it seems, endlessly. But again, nobody else is, Chris. You know, like you said, the mainstream media has kind of gone along. They've carried the water, so to speak, for, you know, this president, this administration. But, you know, to the best of your analysis, who is behind this? And why are we having our border overrun like this? I mean, this has got to be more than just, I hate Trump and I got to do something else. I mean, there's something else behind all this. Just like you said, it defies logic.
Right. No, I think this is the philosophy. This is the philosophy of certain members within the administration, which is scary. And I'll get back to that in a second. But, you know, Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, you look at his past history, he's voiced his opinion about this. He thinks we should let in as many people as possible, as quickly as possible. That's always been his position. But what's interesting is even under the Obama administration, the Domestic Policy Council was run by Cecilia Munoz, who was a former vice president, I believe, of the National Council of La Raza. And even these policies are more extreme than what we saw under the Obama administration. So it just gives you a little bit of an idea. But truly, I think that this is the philosophy of the people within the political appointees within the Department of Homeland Security and the Biden White House is just allowing them to do whatever they want.
And so, in other words, they want us to follow the lead of European nations and even South American nations that drop their border guard and just let people come en masse, change the demography, and, just end up putting these countries behind the eight ball and basically rolling them back, you know, in some cases, 20, 40 years.
Yeah. And again, their philosophy is fairness. That tends to be the driving philosophy for these folks. So they believe in their heart's part that it is unfair that America is a rich country and you have poor countries within our own hemisphere, and we need to be helping those people. And the best way to help them is for them all to come here and,
exactly.
and to be part of the American, I want to say American dream, but that's not even it. They want them to join the dependent class, the class
yeah.
that's dependent on government benefits. That's the reason why they don't think the best approach would be to go down there and help them where they actually live, but rather bring them all here so they can become part of our system.
Yeah, Tennessee Bob reminds us, Chris, that Joe Biden's vision is that America would be united with Mexico. And if you remember that reference,
right.
of course, the next big dream is, hey, look, we'll do the triumvirate there between, Canada, America, and Mexico.
Right. Yeah, and these countries from Central and South America, their governments are sitting there thinking, well, we can take care of our nation's poor, or we can just ship them off to America.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be more than happy to take them.
I think some of the leaders are realizing that that's ultimately ineffective. It's not in the best interest of America or even
right.
their own country. I mean, you can't just empty out your
no.
people out of your own country like this, because guess what? You're losing manpower. What do you get? What are you getting for? What's the exchange?
We call it brain drain, but
yes.
it's more than that, because brain drain is typically when we take the best and the brightest from other countries and bring them here. But this is, as you mentioned, it's manpower. These are laborers. These are people mm-hmm. that work in, Nancy Pelosi says we need these folks to pick crops down in Florida. Well, mm-hmm. Central America needs these folks to pick crops in their countries too.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And to build roads and to build buildings and things. So it can't be good for them,
mm-hmm.
but it hasn't reached that critical tipping point yet where they're willing to do anything about it. To tell the Biden administration to stop letting all these people in and stop inviting them.
Right. Well, for the Democrats, they love a dependent class. And it's like they're just refilling their tank with dependency.
Right.
People that
yeah.
they can control. This, this leverages their power, does it not?
It absolutely does. It definitely tilts the scale in their favor when they've got traditional Democratic groups moving away from them. So it does explain things.
It's hard to consider that a fellow citizen, and particularly a political leader, would be engaged in such a diabolical process. I mean, this is against the Constitution, against the American people. And the American people need to see this, loud and clear, because, I'll tell you, we got pain like you haven't realized before coming around the corner here if this continues. Chris Chmielewski, Merry Christmas. Thanks, buddy.
Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.